Let us just start again from the Chav Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Anaisei es hamedris, naisei es hatrume, avoloi es hakodesh. A person is carrying a tumas medris, he's carrying a manol of azov. We had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, he's carrying, the Miri says he's carrying this in his, one of his hands. So on the other hand, he shouldn't carry Kodesh, or be permitted to carry Truma. So the Gemara asks, Kodesh, my time alloy, for what reason can't he carry Kodesh? So the Gemara says, Mishamaisa Shahoya. Because a Maisa which once occurred, what was the Maisa? The Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmu, Maisa Be'echot Shoyamavir Chodesh Shoyayim Kodesh Mimokim Lamokim. There was a person who was transporting a barrel of Yayin Kodesh, Mimokim Lamokim, Venivsike Ritzui Shol Sandaloi, and the Ritzu of his sandal tore, so he had to take off the sandal, he couldn't wear the sandal. Vinotlo, so he took the sandal, Vinicha al Pichavis, and he put it al Pichavis, Vinoflo la Aver Hachavis, and it fell into the Aver Hachavis, Venitmeis, and the Kodesh became Tomei. Rashi seems that a different Girsa, the Rishash is Meir of Nifsuke Ritzu Shosandre Medras Azov Oiso, Venotlo Biyodoi, Humitoich Kach Noflo La'avir Achovis. Rashi, the Agamot seems to be Hinicha Pi Chovis. Rashi says, Humitoich Kach Noflo La'avir Achovis. Al Koponim, because he had a medrash al zov, so that was matama de kodesh. Is ba'aisei sha amru anaisei es hamedrash naisei es hatruma avoloi es hakodesh. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, if the reason why they asked to carry kodesh is because it might become tamei, a truma nami, so truma also, they should ask it to carry truma also. So the Gemara answers, Homoni Rab Hananya ben Akavyehi. Our Mishnah is going according to Rab Hananya ben Akavyeh, the Omar Loi Osru Elo Biyardein Ubisvine Uchamaise Shahoyu. What does this mean? So let us see Rashi. Rab Hananya ben Akavyeh, the Omar Kol Mokim Shegozru Chachomim Al Dobo. Where the Chachomim were Geizer al Maise Shahoyo. That means if the reason of the Gzeire came about because of an incident, Loi Gozru Elo Kidugmas HaMaise. It should have, which is similar to that Maise, Uche Oisei Dovo, and not differently, Hilkach Ba'Kodesh Oya HaMaise, the Maise was that Kodesh became Nitma, Ube Kodesh Gozru. And so they were Geyser by Kodesh. Truma, they weren't Geyser. It's not the Maisa wasn't by Truma. The Alkid Yeshaya brings from someone that what Rashi says, Kidugmas HaMaisa, with a Chof HaDimyoin. So Rashi means because Be'emerson we had before that you're not allowed to carry Chulin Altaris HaKodesh also. We hear in the first six cases of the Mishnah does not only apply to Kodesh, no to Chulin Hanas Altaris HaKodesh. So that wasn't the Maise, but that's a Chedugmas, that's already, that's similar to the Maise. It was the Maise of Kodesh, the Mamele, a Chedugmas HaMaise. Now, what was the Maise with Rab Hananya ben Akavyeh? Mayhi, the Sanya, we learned Abarais as follows. Lo yisa odom mei chatos vi eifer chatos. A person should not carry mei chatos ve eifer chatos ve yavirem bi yardein ubesvine. And they should go over the yardein and the svine. He shouldn't do this, transporting mei chatos ve eifer chatos. And he shouldn't not only be svine, he shouldn't throw it from one side to another side. And it shouldn't make it float al pnei amayim. And he shouldn't ride on a behemah. And Rashi in Yevamah says, we're also speaking about that he's riding in mayim, and he wants to carry mechatos or eifachatos, he's not allowed to do it. Or he shouldn't be riding on someone else's shoulders. Unless his feet are touching the kalk. But he's permitted to carry over a body of water if he's going on a bridge. He's allowed to carry mechatas, eifachatas, ve'enechoshesh, and that does not fall into this gzeire. Echot hayardim ve'echot sharan horis. In the issa does not only apply to the yardim, to any other river. Rab Chananya ben Akavya oimer loy osru elo biyardim. They only answered only if one is going in a ship over the Yarden, that's what they answered. More than that, they didn't answer. My Maise Shoyu, what was the Maise? The Omar of Yehuda Marav, Maise Ba'odam Echot, Shoyu Mavir Mechatas Ve'ifachatas Be'Yarden U'Besvine. There was a Maise, someone was taking over in a ship, mechatos ve'efechatos, v'nimtzo kizayis meis tochu bekarka iso. And they found in the ship there was a kizayis min hameis. So what had happened? So this person who was carrying, and was very careful with his mechatos and efechatos, was mahil over the kizayis meis, and the mechatos and efechatos became tomei. And that was a murder kehepsid. Is Boise Shaomru La Yisa Odo Mechatos Vi Eifachatos Vi Avirem Bi Yardeng Besvine. So now we have here Machloikis Tanoim. When they made this Gzeire, how far did the Gzeire go? Rab Chananya ben Akavya holds Kemaisa Shehoya, that's it. Only the Yardin, only a Sfine. But other cases which have a slight similarity to that Maisa, that they never were Geiza. And the Tanakama holds that they were Geiza, other cases also. Let us see Rashi. Yamoid Bitzadze Shel Noho, Ele imkein raglov noigais bekake. Here we hear that one is not permitted to ride on a behemah unless his feet are touching the kake. Mishumaisa shahoya bisvine kidulakamov. Because the maisa was in a svine. Bechol svine maleches ba'avir. The gozru al avira is kulom. So in a svine, it's called mahalach ba'avir, and he's not a ma'asamemela, so Rashi explains in Yevamos, for example, we said that he's not permitted to ride on a behemah. We're speaking about the behemah is walking in water, shallow water. And this is also similar to a ship, that a ship can also go in shallow water. So if he is a matziv on the behemah similar to a ship, that's called, he's traveling ba'avir, his feet are not on the ground, so memelis, that's similar to a sfine b'mayim. If his feet are touching the ground, so then it's considered that he's going on the ground, so it's not doimel sfine. Avol maviron ala gesha, hoyel v'raglov neigeis boy. That means even though the gesher is over a body of water, But that's not called, Rashi in Yevamah says that the Gesher is like Aras Michte. It's like, since the Gesher is, the Yesoides of the Gesher are on the earth, so it's considered like it's one piece of earth, and he's riding on it, and he's walking on it. So Memele, so Hoyl V'Ragle, that means his Hiluch is Raglov Noiges Boy. So that's not similar to a Sfina. It would seem, L'chayre, if he'd ride on a Behem on a Gesher, could be, it wouldn't be good. Elo b'yardein, v'loi b'shar nahoris. Rav Hananya ben Akavya says, they only asked the yardein, avo meshitein alponov, and in the yardein gufe, avo meshitein alponov, v'yme v'tzadze v'yizr keim l'tzadach, and the yardein gufe, it's also motof, it's not a svine. Kezayis meis tochu vehilu olov nitmo. He was mile over this kezayis meis. Lo yisa odom mechatos. Bafilu rabonon. The loibo kemaise shahoyo. Mikol mokum loi achma miho le koidish rak lechatos. Now, Taisvis is saying a statement. Taisvis is saying as follows. The Maise Shohoyo was with Meichatos. What about Kodesh? Maise Shohoyo wasn't with Kodesh. So Taisvis says, so Fulu, according to the Chachomim, who answered not only Kemaise Shahoyo, they asked the fellow Shaloi Bisvina, Shaloi Biyardin, they asked Aval Pikein, Le Achme Mia Le Kodesh Rak Lechatos. Even though you don't need a Maise Shahoyo, but Al Kaponim, they only answered Lechatos and not Le Kodesh. So this is very difficult. Now we have a Moedik Akasha. So Pashtis, it would seem, that the machloikis, the chachomim, and Rab Hananya ben Akavya is, that means there was a maisa shoyu with meichatos. So mamela, now do we have to ask exactly how the maisa was, yard in svine, or do you ask similar to the maisa? But the maisa was with meichatos, then there wasn't a maisa with kodesh. That's how it would seem from Taisu. So therefore the chachomim, even though they elaborated and they said the Isser applies by cases which are not exactly similar to the Maisa, but only in the Dovo that the Maisa occurred. The Maisa occurred by Chatos, so they were Machma by Chatos. One is permitted to go with Kodesh in the Svina. That's what Tosfos says. So Ibezoi Agamoris Apella. Agamora started off by saying, our Mishnah is going according to Hananya. The Gemara is the Kasha. So the Gemara asked, Yochi Trume Nami, why didn't they say by Trume? So the Gemara says, Amoni Rab Hananya ben Akavya. Why Dafka Rab Hananya ben Akavya? It can go according to the Chachamim also. The Chachamim only asked Mechatas. They didn't ask a Kodesh. So it seems that even though they asked other cases, but they only asked the Dovo that the Mice occurred with. They elaborated on the cases. So why do you have to say that the Mishnah is only going according to Rab Hananya ben Akavya? This Kasha, the Achoinim Es, the Marshal, the Tereyevin. The Tereyevin wants to say as follows. He says there's a difference between Truma and Kodesh, which our Mishnah is speaking about, and Kodesh and Chatos, but the Sefta and Masechta Sporah are speaking about. He says Truma and Kodesh that was Nitma are also Bachila. That's not allowed to be mitam, and both have a similarity. They're also bachila. So memele, if you asa to carry kodesh if you're holding Medras Hazov, so Huadin, you have to ask Trume, because Trume and Kaidish are similar. Both are Dvorim Hanesorim Bachila Yedei Tumosom. So Memela, they should ask both. Masha Enkein, Meichato Shenitmo is also Bahazoye. It's not also Bachila. So to make a kugel, to say if the Maisi Shahoyu was that Meichatos became Tomein, became Posel Azoye, so therefore we'll ask her to take Kodesh in the ship and it'll become Osa Bachila. That's a gor and under a parshin ganzen. So they never, they wouldn't put Kodesh together with Meichatos since they're different types of psulim. Masha Enkein, Trume and Kodesh, which both are Isurei Achila, that they put together. So therefore, the Tri Evin wants to say La Haloche, what it says in our Mishnah, that Noise Es HaMedres is Einoi Noise Es HaKodesh, but is Noise Es HaTrume, and according to the Chachamim, it's not Noise Trume either, but Chatos is allowed to be Noise, according to everyone. Even though Chatos and Yisoid is more Chomob, he says, but Chatos is a different Inyan. Chatos is a Psul Hazoye, so they never mix these two Inyanim. That's what the Tori Evin wants to say. Others want to say, it's a different Mahalach, others want to say that the Chachomim Asseld be elaborated on the Maisa Shehoya. That means the Maisa Shehoya was B'Yardein, they asked all Noris, was B'Svina, they asked Rechive. So as long as they elaborated in the Tzuras HaDvorim, then it wasn't necessary to elaborate on what Chafetzim was speaking about. I mean, you don't have to elaborate all over it. That means if they were Marchiv the Inyan and the Tzuras HaDvorim, that's enough. So they asked Chatos, B'Shar Noris, B'Rechive. Masha Enkein, our Mishneh, there's no elaboration. That means the Maisa Shehoya was, someone was Naisa Medras Azov. He was, and then he was Metama the Kodesh. So Mamela, that's the Isser. The Isser is one is not permitted to be Naisa Medras Azov and to carry Kodesh. So there's no elaboration whatsoever. So there, according to the Chachamim, there should be Machiv Dinyan. So it should not only apply to Kodesh, it should apply to Trumim. So therefore, our Gemara says, Masnisin is Hamani Rab Chananya. That means the Chachomim were Marchiv the Inyan of the Maisa Shehoya, but they don't have to be Marchiv it in all directions. They were Marchiv it in some directions. So in our Mishneh, where the Iser is exactly the way the Maisa Shehoya was, so then the Hachove, like the Chachomim, is to include Trumeh. Masha Enkein, by the case of Meichatos, so there, since they were Malchiv, the Tzuras HaDvorim, that applies afilu B'Shar Noris and B'Rechive, so there, it wasn't necessary to be Malchiv on what it applies. They said it only applies to Meichatos, not to Kodesh. Meis Tochov B'Karko Iso Shel Svinim. Now, let's just elaborate a little to explain what Tosfos is saying. Explain Tosfos Kasha and explain Tosfos Teretz. The Gemara in Masechtas Nida says, in Masechtas Vochim says as follows. The Gemara clears a shaila. If Meichatos Enitmo, you had Meichatos that Anida touched it before. Is it Metair, yes or no? So the Gemara says, Meichatos Enitmo Metarin. She kainide mikabelas hazo.
since the halacha is that one is permitted to be mazeh mechatas ananida. Now, when one is mazeh mechatas ananida, so automatically the mechatas, when it touches her, it becomes tamei also. Nitzmitayim. So the Gemara says, so just like the tume of shas hazoy is not mekalkel the mechatas, because if yamaza ananida she becomes toil, so hu adin atume kidume also won't be mekalkel the hazoy. So the Gemara brings a raya that atume kidume is not mekalkel the mechatas from atume bishas mais. That's what the Gemara says. Mechatas shenit mo'u metarin. So you see that even though it's Tomei, it still works. So Taisvis, so it's a stira to Agamo. So Taisvis says, I know Bishar Tumis, Abu Batumis Meis Nifsilu. Frek the Turei Evan, it's a Shrek. If you're learning Atume Kedume from Atume Bishas Meise, so let's talk when a person is Maza on a Tomei Meis. What happens to the Mechatos? It becomes Tomei. He's an Avatume, who remain an Avatume until after the second Hazoya, till he makes Tvila. So every Hazoya, it becomes Tomei when you mazah him. If Aval P came, it's not a stira to the Hazor. So say the same thing. So therefore, if it was Tomei from a mace, from a Tomei mace before, it also should be mekalkel. What is pshat in Taisvis? Taisvis says that's by nida, but here it's by tumas meis. Fakert, I mean the same lundis. We learn that a nida, tumas nida is not mekalkel. So who adin tumas meis shouldn't be mekalkel? For learning out a tumik dume from a tumi bishas meis. So the Turei Evan says that it's no dimyan. That means tumas meis, it's always like that. It's mitzvosei bekach. Always, whenever you mazan a meis, automatically the mei hazoya becomes tumay. So the Torah said it helps. So you can't learn out from tumas meis, from bishas meis to a tumak dume of a meis. Bishas meis, it's mitzvosei bekach. Shaloi bishas meis, it's not mitzvosei bekach. Which is never mitzvah say bekach. So there the Gemara learns out that if bishas maise tumas nide is not mekalkel the meichatos who adin kaidem mitzvah tumekdum is also not mekalkel. So that is what Taisvis is saying. Let's learn further the Gemara. Iboyelu Sandal Tomei. It says a person is not permitted to carry a sandal Tomei when he's carrying Kodesh. Sandal Tohemar. What is he permitted to carry a sandal Tohem? That means whether a geyser sandal Toher or sandal Tomei. Chavis Psuche. They answered a chavis psuche when the chavis is open, so the sandal might fall in. Chavis stume mahu. That's the shayla of the Gemara. So I saw the Rishash is ma'irer that the Gemara is a shayla of a sandal toher. So he says he doesn't understand. So it comes out a person is carrying kodesh; he has to walk barefoot. As if like the Rishash. But actually we mentioned the Meiri, the Mishnah is not speaking about that the Mishnah never answered to wear a sandal. You could wear a sandal Tomei also. The Mishnah is only speaking about carrying a sandal. And that the Gemara wants to say could be not allowed to carry a sandal Tomei also. That's the shadow. That's how the Mishnah, the way the Meiri explains it. Hanoisei es hamedus means he's carrying it in his hands. Noisei es hatruma v'loi es hakodesh. Yeah. Al kaponim the Gemara is a shailam. By a chavis psuch, by a chavis stume and a sandal toil. Oval v'nosamal, a third shaila. What happens if he carried Kodesh while he was carrying a sandal tomei? What happens b'di'evet? Rab Eila Omar im Oval v'nosa tomei. Rab Zeira Omar Oval v'nosa toyo. Rab Zeira said, it's only an issa l'chatchile. But if he carried it, b'di'evet, they didn't say that it becomes tomei. We had further in the Mishnah, Kalim ha-nigmorim betare. That a keli that was nigmar betare, that means b'shas, it was nigmar, they made sure that it should be toher, tzrichen tvile. You need tvile. So the Gemara asks, the gomrinu man, who was goyme this keli? Ilai med the gomrinu chava. If a chava was goyme the keli, that means the chava, someone who you can rely on. He was goyme the keli betare, lamalu tvile. So why do you have to tevil the keli lekodesh? Elo da gamrinu am haoretz. If an am haoretz was goyme the keli, nigmorim betare korili. So that's called nigma betare. Omarabe bar shile, omarab masna mar shmu loilom, digamrinu chavam. Really, it's speaking about the gamrinu chavam. Umishum tsinoire damor, it's the nofal, but we need tvile, because maybe some roik, some saliva of a mama oretz fell on it. So that means, a chover was goyme the keli, bitare, but we need tvila because maybe saliva of an amoretz fell on it. Frag the gemore, the nofal emes. When are you afraid that the saliva fell? Ilei me mikame de ligmere. If you're afraid that saliva of an amoretz fell on it before it was nigmar, halav monehu, so it's not a keli then. So what does it bother you that roik of a amoretz fell on it? It's nothing. Ela boser de gomrei. Now what are you afraid? That maybe the roik fell after it was nigmar mizer zoyibu. What should you be afraid? A person is making a keli lekodesh, so he's very careful that it should not be mekabel tumen. So why do you have to table it? So the Gemara says, Lo oilom mikame de gomre. No, the chash is maybe the roik of an amoretz fell on it before it was nigma. So you ask the chash, so before it was nigma, it's not mekabel tumen, so why should it bother me if roik fell on it? No, vidulme beidne de gomre adayin lachahi. So we're afraid, maybe, Beidna de gomrei, that means that the saliva was still wet when it was nigmar, and the person who was goyme the keli was not mesem leiv that there's still saliva on it. So memele, so that's why they were matzrich tvile lekodesh. Let us see Rashi. Sandal toy my boilu, sandal to my hadam with the gozel of Shloisa Kaidishima. Sandal toy my mi gozel, sandal toy otto to my eloi. Chavis psuche badi gozel alai, chavis tume my. Shimtsinoire dam oretz, shemenites ala roik mi piam oretz. Shechover oiches by maybe while the chover was holding it, some roik of dam oretz fell on it. So the Gemara asks, when did it fall? If it fell before it was nigma halav monu, it wasn't a keli. V'loy litma bekach, so it won't become tummy. So the Gemara says, we're afraid it fell before, adayin lachihi, and it is still lach. U'metamo, in the roik of an amoritz, is metame, shem azovu, maybe he's azov. Meseches nidet nan, hazoi v'haroik, metamim lachim v'metamim yevesh. So that is why we have to table it. We're afraid maybe the roik that maybe before it was Nigma, there was no Shmire. So maybe Reik fell on it, and that Reik was still Lach, Bishasa was Nigmar, and the Chover who was making it was not Mesim Leiv, that there's still Reik on it from before. The Turei Evan asks Akashem, so why weren't they Machmer by Truma? The Gemara all along asked this Kashem, by Kalem B'Soich Kalem, by Anoisi Esamedris. The Gemara asked this kasha, why won't you machmer by Truma? One Teretz, he wants to say that this chash is a very, very far-fetched chash. That there was, while he was holding it, there was reik from an amoretz, and it's still lach b'shas de gemara keli. So it's a chash rechoike, and bekoidisht, Chashoshu and Betruma Leichashoshu. That's one teretz he wants to say. Now later we'll see in Taisus from what Taisus says he wants to say another teretz. Let us see Taisus. La'oilam de gamrinu chava. Hanoig, who's the chava that made the keli? Hanoig lechel al paris kodesh. So the chava, who is eligible to make a keli for Kodesh, one who's Naig Lechel al Paris Kodesh, so he could make Kalim al Kodesh. Mishum tzi Neired Amoretz Ike, know who the Amoretz is? She'ene Eichel al Paris al Kodesh. We're Chayish, forget others want to say, a person who is in the process of making a Kali for Kodesh, who in the middle of an Amoretz talk with him, they used to stay away with a 10-foot pole. They didn't mingle these two people together. So Taisus wants to say the Amoritz we're speaking about was a Dohei ben Yid who ate al Taras Trumah he ate. So these two were a pair, but he was al Taras Trumah. So his Reik legabi Kodesh is like a Reik of an Amoritz. So that's what we're afraid of. We're talking about an Amoritz she'ena oichel al taras hakodesh, like al taras tume. She taharoso de tare tume yetzel hakodesh. Then Taisu says, well, that's saying a mouthful, that lemaisa they were metame, the roik of a chovo who eats al taras tume. And then Taisus says, if that's wrong, v'im ein sinoire de chover tome, but minalei ba'amoritz mamish. Then maybe, if that's not true, then we have to say, v'chayish from amoritz mamish. So Turi Evan wants to say that, according to the first Mahalach in Taisus, so be'emison, a chover who eats al taras trume, his sinaira is also metamik kodesh. So he wants to say, so could be that's the chilik between kodesh and truma. Yes, the kasha, why were they machmer by kodesh more than truma? So he wants to say, because the possibilities of a tsinair tome, there are more possibilities by kodesh than by truma. Because we're afraid maybe someone who eats altaris truma was rock on it, someone who eats altaris chulin and amoritz. That means there's a lot of people who could be metame kodesh. Masha ain't came by truma. You don't have so many people. A chover who eats altaris truma can't be metame. Only a chover eats altaris chulin and amoritz. So since there's less chances of tume by truma than by kodesh, there weren't machma by truma. That's what the Turi Evan wants to say. Why do you have to say the whole reason they said you have to, it needs tefillah, is because we're afraid of an amoritz? Look me, let us say that we're afraid by the chovaratzmai, and it becomes tummy because of him. This chover who is toyer al taris kodesh, his tzinair is metame, the keli. How is that possible? The mashkeninum, because the roik has a teiris mashke, V'nitma ha'kel machmas ha'yadayim d'shniyasayim. Every mashke is mekabel tume from stam yadayim. Stam yadayim ha'shniyas. So memele, so n'kol ha'paisel ha'satume mitam ha'mashken li yistchile. So memele, if this chovel, in the process of making the keli, there was his roik on the keli, and then he touched it with his hands. He didn't wash on the tilas yadayim. He didn't wash his hands before he made the, he was in the process of making the keli. So his hands will be metame the roik. The roik became a rishin. A mashke rishin is metame sakelim. So therefore needs tvila. So why do you have to say that the whole reason you need tvila is because we're tzinoira dam ha'oretz? No, we should be afraid of the tzinoira of this chovel who eats altaris ha'kodesh. V'nira lois, he wanted to answer, the yadayim shniyasein. The yadayim are shniyas. It's only a shame, the yadayim shniyasein ein lam drora de reise rak de rabbonon. This whole thing is a tuma de rabbonon, if that's the chash. The yadayim etamekli umashke de rabbonon. Probably mailus pas reise v'loi kamaisa. So would not fit in the first 5 or 6 miles of the Mishnah. The first 5 or 6 miles of the Mishnah were only said by mailus by a dror of tumah d'oraisa. So you have to say that the dror of tumah d'oraisa applies only by the d'roik of ha'amoretz, because there he has a teres zov. Or, but not else the din tumah of tumah shidayim, which is a shiny litumah. Zok the Gemara weiter. In the Mishnah it says that you need tefillin, that kailim anigmorim al kataris akaidish tzrichin tefillin. So the Gemara is medayik. Tevila ein herif shemesh loy. But you do not need herif shemesh. The Turyevan wants to say, why take it on you need herif shemesh? He says, L'chair, it's very difficult to understand. He says, if the whole thing is a chash, maybe there was tzinoira va'am ha'oretz, that's the whole reason. Now, and I'm already says a din of a zov. Now, he says a din of a zov, yizich need herif shemesh. So, what is takib shat in the Mishnah? The Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah that all you need is tefillah herif shemesh, you don't need. So he wants to say, as he had mentioned before, it's a moiradik rshash rochik, that there should be tzinoired, amaoretz, and it should have been before, and it's still lach. The whole thing is very rochik. She says, really, the tvile is not a tvile l'shem tare, because we don't have to think that it became tome. It is a tvile only he should remind himself, was there a tziner shalam ha'oretz? That means it's a tvile of heker, not a tvile of tare. So memela, since it's a tvile of heker, so you don't need all hilchas tvile with herev shemesh. Al Kaponim, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that you do not need Herif Shemesh. So the Gemara says, Masnisin deloy kirabalosa. Our Mishnah is not like a balosa. The Snan, we learned a Mishnah in Pora as follows. Shvayferes shechotcho lechatos. A person wanted to cut a shvayferes. A shvayferes is a type of a... It's a kone, it's a kli eitz, and it is a base kibble. And a person cut it to use it for mechatas, for eifa pora. So Rabbi Lezer oima yitbeil miyat. You should table it. As soon as you're goymer the shveferes, you want to use it now for mechatas, for eifa pora, table it. Rabbi Yeshua oima yitamo. You should first be metamid, and then you should table it. So we have here a machloikis tanoim, if you table it before you're metamid, or you're First metamit and then toivlet. Vahavinem bo, so when we learned this Mishnah, we asked Akasha. The chot choman, who cut the shveferes? Ilay med the chot chover, if a chover made the shveferes, was a chover altaris chatos, lomali tvilas, why do you have to toivl, why do you have to toivl the shveferes after you made it? A chover made it, it's toivl. Bella de Chotcha am Horetz. Behold, Lame Rabbi Yeshua Yitma ve Yitvel. Rabbi Yeshua should say you should be metamit and you should toivel it. Oh, Tommy Vikoy, you don't have to be metamit. Am Horetz made it. So an Am Horetz is Tumis Am Horetz. So my mail, it's Tommy already. Why do you have to be metamit? Ve Omar Rabbe Bar Shile, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmu. Lo Oilom de Chotcha Chover. No, we're speaking about that a Chover made this shveferes. Why do you have to toivel it according to Rabbi Lezer? Umishum tzinoire dam oretz tenofo. We're afraid maybe a roik of am oretz fell on it. So the Gemara asks Amos, when are you afraid it fell? Ileim emikame de lechatcho. If it fell before they started cutting it, alav mono, it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumi. Ve'elo de boso de chotcha, if you're afraid it fell after he started cutting it, mizuzoyer bo, so if he cut it in sekeli, so he's careful. Lo'ilom mikame de lechotcha, dilme be'inen de chotcha adayin lachi. That means that the same chash that we said by us, kelim shenigmorim betare istrichen tvila lekoidesh. So that is Pshat and Rabbi Lozer, that if a person, a chover, went and cut a shveferes for mechatos, so you need tvile, because v'chayish, maybe there was a tzinoire shel am ha'oretz that fell on it before it became a keli, and it remained lach. When it became a keli, it still was on it. Frech the Gemara, and that's Pshat and Rabbi Lezer. That's why you have to table it. So the Gemara says, Bishloimel Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're metamit now again, Haina de Ike Keirel at Tzedoikim. So now, this is a heker for the Tzedoikim. What does that mean? This nan we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Metamin hoyu esakoyin aseiref esaporom lahoitzi mi libon shal tzedoikim shayoimrim bimeuresh bimeurove shemes hoysenasis. Now let us explain. The tzedoikim held that maise pore has to be done to a person who's completely toil. That means that if he had any tuman himself, he had to go to the mikveh and there was hair of shemesh, he's completely toyer, then he can be Isaac and Pore. But he's a hatoyer ala tome, he has to be completely toyer. That's what the tzedakim held. The chachomim held, not like them. They held, he has to, and we'll see Rashi what the Rai is, they held that he has to be a miktsas toyer. He doesn't have to be completely toyer, he could be a tvul yoyim. He was tummy that day, and they toivled him, and it's before Erev Shemesh, and you can also make my support. So Chazal wanted to show that Lemaise, not like the Tzedoikim, so whenever they made my support, or whenever anything was done that was to, should be used for my support, they were metamit, and they toivled it, to show that a Tvul Yoyim is kosher. But Davke, they were metamet to show that Tvul Yoyim is kosher. So now the Gemara says as follows. According, Rabbi Yeshua said, a person is cutting a shefeferes, he wants to use this as a keli for Eifer Por. He wants to use this for keli for Eifer Por. So Rabbi Yeshua said, so after you make the keli, you have to be metamet. After you metamit and you toivel it, then you put an eifer pora to show that a tvul yoyim is kosher for eifer pora. That's very good according to Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to be metamit. You just go and toivel it and shalom al Yisrael. So why give the toivel according to Rabbi Elazar? Because Rabbi Elazar said that it's kelim shenigmorim betare, you have to toivel for chatas also. So the Gemara asks, but according to Rabbi Eleza, we were medayik from our Mishnah Kalim Shani Gemorim Batari, you don't need Harav Shemesh. Tvil alone is sufficient. So according to Rabbi Eleza, what did he accomplish with his tvila? They're gonna make tvila and we didn't show that a tvuyayim is kosher for pore. What is pshat in Rabbi Eleza? That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So therefore the Gemara says that Rabbi Eleza is chaylik an ha-mishneh. Rabbi Eleza holds that keilan and migmorim betare do need harav shemesh. So memela, so it's sufficient that you don't have to be metame the shvei feres. Automatically it's tomei, and after the tvile it's a tvuyayim. So that's sufficient. Rabbi Yeshua holds like our Mishnah. He holds that Kalim Shnigmorim Betara do not need Harav Shemes. Is therefore Rabbi Yeshua holds that you have to be Metamit and Toivel it before you put in Eifer Por. So that's Shat in the Gemara. Elul Rabbi Lezer. If Rabbi Lezer holds that all the time Kalim and Igmorim Betara need Harav Shemesh, Hainadike, Kerel, Tzedoikim. So then there's a hacker for the Tzedoikim. So Memele, that means if he's Cholik Ana Mishneh, so then there's a hacker for the Tzedoikim. Eli Amrit Baal Malaybin and Harav Shemesh. But if Rabbi Lezer is not Chaylik on our Mishneh, and he holds like our Mishneh, you don't need Harav Shemesh, Mahekeirel at Tzedoikim Ike. So where's their hecker for Tzedoikim? We are using Kalim, which are completely toil. Let us see Rashi. משום צינור דם אורץ שמנית זה לרויק מפי המורץ כשחוב האויכס בוי. הלמונו ולא לטומי בכך, עדיין לחי מטעם משום שמזוב ומסרצית נענזי ורויק מטעם לחם עם טעם יבש. לחטוס לא סייס בסוי חוי איפה פור. They wanted to put איפה פור in the שווי פרס. יתפל מיד, so you toivel it, שכל תשמישי פורה, העשויים בכלי המקבל תומד, תאונים תבילה, the koydim sheyarev shimshem before Harav Shemesh shamshem bem lepori kedelakama metamin hoyu. So the Gemara brings there used to be metame the koyin aseiref esapore. So Rashi says how they were they metamin noigin hoyu by sheretz. They took a sheretz and was metamin. Then he tabled it. Lahoitzi mi libon shal tzedaykim shayoyimrim b'murove shemesh oisonasis. They wanted to show Bedafka, not like the Tzedoikim, that it's, they wanted to be mighty, mi libon shal Tzedoikim, that say that the Maisa Por is to be done by Merove Shemesh. Ula Rabbonon, the Rabbonon hold Tvul Yoim Kosher, but Tvul Yoim is Kosher for Maisa Por. The Navgelu mi ribuye dikro, it says, Vehizo ha toir ala tome. Toher, so the Chazal darshin, Michlau Shehu Tomei, he was once Tomei. Limeid al Tvuyoim Shekosher Bepor. Tvuyoim is kosher. How do we get to this Toshe? Michdei, Betoher Askinin Ba'osi, the whole Posik, the whole Parsha is speaking about that this person was Toher. Toher. V'chsiv Le'el Minei V'lokech Eizoi V'tor B'mayim Ish Toher. So we're speaking about an ish, he's an ish toyer. Then it says, v'hiza ha-toyer ala tome. Lomilu mehedu le-michtre v'hiza ha-toyer, lichta v'hiza ala tome. We're speaking about a toyer. El toyer koldu, it means he can be a toyer koldu. V'ashkech en tvul yoim de-ikri toyer, a tvul yoim is called toyer, v'chsi v'rochatz ba-mayim v'toyer, that is called a toyer after tvile. Yitvel meyad, Rabbi Lezer says, Yitoivud vein tzorech letama tum acheres, shreit mei vein medes, kedem aforish vozul. So the Gemara says, lomali tvila, vekimen dein lo, tum ein hekel, le tzedoikim betu yoyim shebo, is bish loimel Rabbi Yeshua, hamatzriche, letame, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that we're metama, the shvei feres, hainu di ike hekel, le tzedoikim, so there's a hekel for the tzedoikim, shreit tei muhu, tum egmura. Hatzrich Erev Shemesh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we metame the Shvei Feres. V'kan yishtam shibot v'lashyoyim have a heker. This is a heker. According to Rabbi Elazar, that it is sufficient the tumah of kelim shenigmeru betare tzrichem tefillah. You don't need more than that. It's the amrit bishloim ba'alme tzricho chachamim erev shemesh ba'alme betvilas kelim anigmorim betaro deloike masnis. And I like the Mishnah. Haine dochel amatzachin in law. So here you don't need Herev Shemesh. It's Ike Keira de Zeheke. Let us see Taisvis. Tvila in Herev Shemesh Loi. So Taisvis says, what is the Raya that you don't need Herev Shemesh? Midoloi Tone Behedye. Because it doesn't say you need Herev Shemesh. It should have said, Kelim hanigmorim betara tzrichen herev shemesh. It didn't say tzrich herev shemesh, so it seems you don't need herev shemesh. So Taisvis asks, what's the raya? If it would say in the Mishnah, Kelim hanigmorim betara, Zrichen Herev Shemesh, Avoloi Lekoidish Avoloi Letrume, so I would say as follows, that Koidish needs Herev Shemesh, and Trume does not need Herev Shemesh, but it needs Tvila. So Taisvis says, if the Mishnah would have mentioned Herev Shemesh, it would be very misleading, but could be you do need Herev Shemesh, because it would say Herev Shemesh would make a diik, that Kodesh needs Herev Shemesh, and Truma does not need Herev Shemesh, but it needs Tvila. That's the discussion. Kena Yisi Oymed Le Truma Tvila Miyaboy. Yishloime Deleka Lamiti Bochi. Dim Kain Leime Behedye. If that is Pshan the Mishnah, he should have said, Tzrichin Tvila Le Truma V'Herev Shemesh Le Kodesh. That's what Taisvis says. Shveiferesh Shechotcho Lechatos. V'hodam Rinim. Kol Maiseo Yonasin Bechli Glolim. We learned in the beginning of Maseches Yume that all the kelim which were used for Maise Pore, the kelim were such kelim which are unable to be Mekabel Tume. Kol Maiseo Yonasin Bechli Glolim, kelim made out of Golol, Kli Avonim, Kli Adome. So, and here it says, V'hoche Shveiferes Shal Eitz Habe. Shveiferes means a Shveiferes Shal Eitz, which is Mekabel Tume. So how is, does this stim with the Gemara in Yume, that the all my Sepora was done with Kalim that Pechlal and not Mekabel Tume? V'chein Tnan, Sloiches, we learned another Raya, that they used to use Kalim that are Mekabel Tume. Sloiches, Sheniche, Megule, Umetzo mechuse, the shailis who covered it. Ustam tzluchi shal cheres. So again we see that they used the tzluchis, they used the shveiferes. How does this stim with the Gemara in Yume? So Taisvis says it matters when we're speaking about. Hosom davke bishas asiyem. The Gemara in Yume is speaking about they were mafrish the koin aseiref es haporet. The Lamafrishim 7 days, the Miras Zoya on him. So, Bishas, Asiya, Sefer, Pore. So, Memele, then they made Mishunah, the Kechumras. Mafish, Oye, Mekilim, Lasso, Yisibi, Merove, Shemesh, because Lamaise, right before the Sreif, they were Metamehim. So, therefore, they were Mezalzal in the Tare. So, therefore, they made Mishunah, the Kechumras, that all the 7 days they used Kalim, which are not droy to be mekabel tum. I mechmir bo shah chumres leil zalzulu bo. Avo bishah yomim ein lochesh. But after they had Eifer Por already, then they didn't use this chumre that you could only use kelim which are not droy le kabel tum. We had metamin hoyu es hakoyin hasoyrif es haporet. So how were they metamin the koyin? Peirish Rashi, noigin hoyu boi Sheretz, they took a sheretz and they touched the coin, and then they told them to go to the mikveh. So Taisvis says, "Ach b'teisefte loy mashmalay." The sefte, it does not seem that they were metamin with a sheretz. Rak b'maga atzmei lechut, they were metamin b'maga. That means everyone is who is not toyer for l'taris chatos is a din tamei legabi chatos. So memela, so by touching him, that alone was sufficient, that alone was a tum. Vochi tanya b'tesefte, kol zayin yomim, all 7 days, that they were busy being metayer the koyin asayrif, hayu ochi v'akehanim legirim lifroishemenu. They stood away from him. He should not be mekabel tumor from them. Ubayoyim ashmini, but the 8th day, or the day of the sreifa, hayu noigim by metamim noisoy. Then they touched him, and they were metamim, v'chayzrin ematbil noisoy, v'nasis bitfuyayim. Bizala Tesefta, and Tesis brings down a very interesting Tesefta. Maise Bitzdoiki Hakoyin. There was a Koyin, it was a Koyin Godel, that was a Tzdoiki. Shebikesh Lisroif Es HaPorah. He wanted to be Soyref the Porah, and he wanted to make sure that the Porah should be a Mehudadike Porah for the Tzdoikim. Boyeroitze Lisroifo Bemure Burovay Shemesh. He wanted to make sure that he's not a tzvul yoim, and then he's a murev shemesh. That it's v'yefer of shemesh. V'shoma Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai heard what his plans were. V'somach yodav olav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came to him. He put his hands on him. V'oma aloi ishi koyin godol. Was a koyin godol. Kamen no aloch liyais koyin godol. Such a choshev koyin godol. Yogad v'tovo. So we see that the tumah that they were metamah the koyin asayrif was not a tumah sheretz, it was a tumah from someone who is not toyer lechato, so he has a din tumah, he has a din tumah. So now Taisvus says, amayadike kasha. So Taisvus kasha is, poshet we learn shat, that this whole inyan to make him a tvul yoyim, is lohitzi mi libon shel tzedaikim. This was a political affair to show that the tzedaikim are wrong. So lochayre, the tzedaikim, this tume of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this whole tume wasn't al taris chatos, according to the tzedaikim was God, it was by them they were toyer. There was no tume whatsoever. So Taisu says, amoyre de kekasha, so what did you accomplish by this tzedaikim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is toyer beino. You tell me to go to the mikvah, I'll go to the mikvah. I'm not a tzvul yoyim. You're not tomei. I'm not tomei. So lemaise, whatever he wanted to accomplish, he accomplished. That's Taisvus Kasha. Bishlam, according to Rashi, they took a sheret, so there was nothing to talk about. But according to Taisvus, the whole tume was a tume that the Rabbonin held was a tume. So Taisvus answered as follows. Nehei she'ein ha-tzedoikikim choyshishin oisa tume. The tzedaikim take, by them it didn't bother what he touched them now. What, all 7 days they didn't touch him, the tzedaikim, this didn't mean anything. But al kaponim, the purpose was not to make them, to make the tzedoikim be over al divreim. No, al kaponim, though, to show what the das chachomim is. Hakol royim le divrei chachomim, shemaga ama oretz metame, they know that the chachomim holds the maga ama oretz is metame, v'nogu boi b'yoyim ches, shiyesh la asoyse bitvuyim. Al kaponim, these actions were to show what the chachomim hold. The Das Chachamim was known that Stam people have a din Tomei Legabi Chatos, and the Mele, and therefore you need Tvile after their Mage, and then it's Kosher B'Tvuyay. Al Kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara. The Gemara had asked the Kasha if Rabbi Lozo holds, like our Mishnah, that Kalim and the Gemorim B'Tahare do not need Herif Shemesh, so what did they accomplish with this Tvila? There's no Hekel of Tzedoikim. Omar Rav, so Rav said, Osuwa Ketomei Sheretz.
What is a suik tamei sheret? So Rashi says, Lo'oilom ba'alme lo'iboy herif shemesh abolezo le'keilem anigmon b'ta. Or a Mishnah that says you need tefillah. That's all that you need. That's by keilem anigmon b'tare le'kodesh. But by chatos, there's a hekem, lefi sheshfoiferes shel chatos, osuo keilu nogoi b'sheretz, they said that it has a din of a rishin letume, leinyin minyin rishin b'sheini, that means this is a rishin, it'll touch something, it'll become a sheini, kilkach, ilav de pore nasis betvula yoim, zu oise tzrich erev shemesh. If pore would not be nasis betvula yoim, so then it would need erev shemesh. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Chazal said by Kodesh, kelim hanigmorim betare is posole, it needs tvila for Kodesh, it needs tvila for Kodesh. But what din did they give on this keli? The most they gave, they said, it's possible for Kodesh. You can't use it for Kodesh. So it's a shlishi l'tume. I mean, they said you're not allowed to use this kelim for Kodesh. They didn't give it a din sheni l'tume, because then it would be possible l'tume also. So they gave it a din, a shlishi l'tume. Gave it a din shlishi l'tume. Now, a shlishi l'tume, if you'll toivel it, so what does it become? Make it a tful yoin? There's no in between. So they said, everybody, you have to feel it. Toil the gamri. The whole tumme till now was a shlishi l'tumme. So they said that, after feel it, toil the gamri. That's by Kodesh. By Chatos, they said, dish vayferes, all kalim, shenigmore betare, becomes a rishin l'tumme. They gave it a din rishin l'tumme. So they gave it a din rishin l'tumme, a rishin l'tumme, so after Tvila, there's an inyan of Tvul Yoin. So the Gemara is saying, both of them need Tvila, but what dinim there are, what darga of Tume there is on the Keli before the Tvila, there's a difference between Chatos and Kodesh. By Kodesh, they said it had a din shlishi l'tume, so after Tvila, it's toil. By Chatos, they said it has a din kimo noga b'sheretz. So the Gemara says, Elo meyato lo yisetame odom. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, that if you're telling me they gave it a din kitome sheretz, so I have another problem. So why is it metame a person? Alomo sanya, we learned a baraisa, choitcha, the one who cuts it, Umat Bilo, and the one who toivels the Shveferes, Ton Tvila. Yes, in the end, he himself has to go to the mikveh after he cuts it and toivels it. So we see that the Shveferes is more than a Rishin Letume. It's a Metama person. So the Gemara says, you're right, Take. It's more than a Rishin Letume. It's an Avatume. Velo Asua Kitome Meis. They made Keilu the Shveferes touch the mace. They gave it a din of an avatume. They gave it a din of an avatume, so whoever touched it becomes tome. So Lucheira, we're finished already. That means they put on, they didn't only say you need tvila. They put a dog of tuma on it. They gave it a din of a tome mace. It's an avatume. And then it goes, those who are Isaac in making the Shveferes need tvila themselves. Frekte Gemore, Ihochi, Tiboi, Hazo, Shlishi, Yeshvi. You have to be consistent. If they gave the Shveferes a din of a Tomei Meis, so then Tvila shouldn't be sufficient. You should need also that you should need they gave it a din Ki'ilu was Noga B'Meis, so that you should need Hazo, Shlishi, Yeshvi. Alom tanya choitcho umat bilo ton tvila tvila ein azo shlishi ushvi loy. The Loshon HaGemara is very schwer, but the kasha is not on the choitcho matvila, the kasha is on the shveferes. The shveferes needs tvila and it doesn't need hazoye.
And if you say they gave it a din of a tamei meis, it should need a zor shlishi yishvi. And for the Gemara, Elo asua ke tamei meis bishvi yishalai. They gave it a din like a tamei meis bishvi yishalai. What does that mean? They said it's an avatume like a tamei meis bishvi yishalai. That means a tamei meis, a person who touched a meis, and he had hazoya shlishi yishvi, and now he needs tvile. So this person is still an avatume, but he doesn't need hazoya anymore. So they put a tumis, a tamei meis, on this shveiferis, but it's a tamei meis b'yom shvi yishalai. Let us see Rashi. Ela meyato d'leisua ela ki tome sheretz leite tame odom, but tome sheretz lava avatume, it's not an avatume, veini metame odom, shloi metzinu tume lo odom vekelem hanoigim betome. It cannot be metame odom vekelem, something that hanoigim betome shekibo tume meacherim, chutz mitome mei, shenema v'nefe shenigas titome adoret, titma adoret. So the Gemara says they gave it a din ki tamei meis, ki ilo nitmo be meis shemetamei odom. So it's a mayor de kizach. So Rabbi Lezer holds that this shvayferes, they put on it a din of a tamei meis bishvi yishaloi. Now this is a very interesting tumah, which was nishke shtoigen, nishke floigen. How do you get such a tumah on this shvayferes? You're making it a tamei meis b'yom shvi yishalai. Frag the Gemara v'asanya me'oilam loichitshu dava beparam. They never were machadish make believe tumis. Let's see Rashi. Loichitshu dava beparam. Afal pi she'osu boy ma'ilis harbei. They made a lot of chumris b'shvil hazilzal hazeh. She'ye metamim koyen hasir for lasay sitvu yoyim. Loichitshu b'gzeirais ma'loiseh. So all the milas that they made, they never made dovo she'ne motzei b'shumokim. They didn't make something that's not motzei. Ve'im she'amalt, if it's the way you said, she'osu bo'keilim hanigmorim b'tare ketomei meis. They made it like a tomei meis. Hey, ein lecha chidish godl mizeh. It's a merdike chidish. How did this become a tomei meis out of the clear blue sky? They made. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, no, you're not learning correct pshat in Lechitshu Dovo Bapore. You know what that means? Shloi Omru Kardom Metame Moshe. That's what they said. The halacha is by Tumis Moshev, you only is Mekabo Tume if something is Oimed Leishev Olov. Something that's oimed to sit on, in the Zov sits on it, it's mekabel tumas moishav. Something that is not oimed to use as a moishav, and a Zov sits on it, it's not mekabel tumas. Kedisanya, vayoyishav ala keili. Yochel, I would think, kofis so viyoshavila. A person took a saw and turned it upside down and sat on it. Talke viyoshavila tukavim. Yehei tomei, tamuloyme vayoyishiv, ala kliya sheyeshiv, olav yitmo, mi shemiyuchid li yeshiv. Yotze zeh shoymim lo yamoyd v'nasim alachteinu. But something that's not miyuchid li yeshiv, the din is that it's not mekabel tumas moishav. So that's what the Gemara had said. The Gemara had said they would never say by Purim, that something that is not miyuchad li yeshiva we mekabel tumas moishav. That's a dovah chiddush. They never would say such a thing. That's keneged the gdorim of tume, because a dovah that's not oimed li yeshiva is not mekabel tumas moishav. So by Torah they also would never do it. But to say that something is an avatum, it could have been an avatum, lemaise, so this is possible. It didn't occur. It's prefabricated. We're making it up, but it's something that's possible that they did make by Torah. Let us see Rashi. Shloi laomru koil de metame moishav kloima. Vaynosnu tume bepore lekli sheine roi letume. Kegoy. Loima kordim sheine miyuchid li yeshive. Ve'ein einase ova tume bemoishav hazov. So we should say sheye tome bepore. But if you have a keli that's roi lekabel tume, it could be mekabel tume from a mace. Chitshubo lasoish she'enoi negeya b'mace, ki negeya b'mace. Here they're just saying, even though it didn't touch, it's keilu it touched. Tarkev chatziso. Ashe yeish medikulinen ashe yoshev lamanu, she'enoi medabe elo ba'asher meyuchid liot leishev tomid. To Miss Moishev only applies by something that's meyuchid to sit on it always.